USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sounded the alarm bells over the nation's borrowing limit that could spark a global economic crisis if Congress fails to take action. Yellen's warning delivered to congressional leaders on Wednesday said that the country could default on its debt as soon as next month. Democrats would need 10 Republican votes to raise the debt ceiling if Republicans filibuster the measure. Taliban fighters used whips and sticks against a group of women protesting the non-inclusive government in Kabul Wednesday. That was following the announcement of the all-male-only interim government. The fighters also beat a number of journalists covering the demonstration, according to witnesses on social media. The government issued a decree Wednesday banning all protests without prior Taliban government approval. Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. FEMA has set up field offices throughout Louisiana. Call for help, 800-621-3362. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog or a cat, doesn't matter, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or Sports Drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.